At the just concluded 2019 National Association of Farm Broadcasters Annual Convention in Kansas City, we enjoyed the opportunity to visit with Bill Northey, Undersecretary for Farm Policy and Conservation for USDA. Started our visit with the Undersecretary asking him about a couple of recent events in eastern Oklahoma, including the promotion of rural broadband in eastern Oklahoma, as well as working with the tribes across America on conservation. We started a conversation with the Undersecretary talking rural broadband, something that agricultural leaders across the country have marked as a high priority.
It really is, Ron, and first of all, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to have broadband where it's expensive to put fiber in the ground. It's a challenge to have it where there's not a lot of folks. And yet we know agriculture needs broadband and high-speed internet so badly. Mm-hmm. We have so much of our equipment uses technology. We need to move information around. We have livestock buildings or animals out in pasture that need tracking devices and other things for producers to be able to manage them the best way. And it is really important for us to be able to have, and this nibbles at those projects out there. I think it'll teach us how we can be less expensive in the way that we deliver these, but also how we can get more of that to these areas that are especially challenged with getting broadband.
Seems like there's been a pretty significant commitment, resource money-wise, to try to move the needle.
There has. The total funding by Congress has been $600 million to USDA. This is run through the rural development part of USDA, which is a separate part from what I'm in, but we're helping support them in this and have been partners in putting the project together. But they're the ones that are managing this piece. And they're matching dollars by the local providers, either in loans or grants. Mm-hmm. We're sure hopeful that this will be successful enough that Congress will want to put more dollars into it in the future as well, because the need is certainly great. It's not just for the kinds of things we can do today. It's for the opportunity to be able to do the new and different kinds of data-hungry things that we'll do in the future as well.
So, you know, more within your wheelhouse is that area of conservation. You had a chance to actually sign kind of a historic MOU with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, trying to help tribal leaders, producers improve their ability to access conservation programs and really make a difference.
We did. It was a great event. It was tribal leaders from all over the country, kind of really hosted by Cherokee Nation there and around conservation issues. So traditionally, there's a role the Bureau of Indian Affairs plays in helping tribes and managing land. And what this does is allow us to continue to work directly with tribes on the differences. Each tribe has a different interest, has different land, and it is important for us to be able to work directly with them, and this does that. We continue to see tribes step up and do more. They're starting soil and water conservation districts in their tribes. They're bringing more dollars to participate in some of our conservation programs. It can be a challenge for producers normally, but tribes also have a complicated kind of ownership and legal role with their tribal members that are farming the land and how that all sorts through. And sometimes that doesn't fit perfectly with the way that we look at ownership issues in our programs. So we're working through those to try and get our participation levels up. Tribes themselves, I am losing the exact number of acres that was talked about, but I think it'd be the fifth largest. If you put all the tribal land together, that would be the fifth largest state in the country if it was all in one place. But, of course, it's scattered around lots of different managers. But the footprint is large, and it matters to all of us how they manage their land. It certainly is important for us to be able to help.
Your area of expertise, in other words, your area that you have directly in your purview, includes that conservation component, includes that farm program component, and risk management as well. As you've tried to coordinate these and get folks talking to each other within the agencies to better serve the farmer, how would you grade that effort?
You know, I would say folks in the countryside have talked for a long time. Certainly our FSA and NRCS offices often are in the same location. They work together. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's always been done very well at the USDA headquarters level. In fact, up until this administration, NRCS, our conservation side, and Farm Service Agency and RMA were in different mission areas. They had different undersecretaries. They developed their IT systems different, their rules different. And although they worked together, they didn't always work well together. And we are bringing that leadership together. We're bringing their state conservationists and state executive directors from FSA together and our regional office managers from RMA. And I think policy-wise, that's gone very, very well. We're still improving what we're doing on the back office things, the HR, human resources, and renting of offices. We're bringing that all together, coordinate that effort. That's going to be good in the long term. That's been a challenge to put all together, and that's coming. Policy-wise, I think we've made huge steps, even though it's only been a year that we've had this Farm Production and Conservation Business Center, and just a little bit more than that since we all got put together. We are really working together. Our leadership meets together multiple times a week. We look at IT investment together. We talk about rules from that we implement off a farm bill together, and lots of things where we're creating better coordination.
Speaking of farm bill, how do you feel about getting this 18 bill fully done, fully implemented?
We're getting there. We've got ARC PLC open. We've done dairy margin coverage program. We're looking at a CRP sign up probably in December. There's several of our conservation provisions that are still yet to come back from the interagency conversation that happens through Office of Management and Budget, but very close to getting some of that done. So it's been a year, and that seems like a long time in the world of agriculture. But I think we've made a lot of progress and ready to have many of those programs are operating under the new rules, and the rest will be very soon.
One of the things that you've initiated, you've got some coordinators out there in the countryside to try to get all these guys to play nice. How's that going?
We do. We got some great folks in Oklahoma. Jimmy Emmons is our person that works with five states there, and so they're coordinating that work with Risk Management Agency, FSA, and NRCS, and then the outside groups too. So things that they're hearing are farmer issues that need to be fixed. You know, I'd say sometimes it's like a big farm. You know, stuff doesn't always go right. A lot of things do, but we've got to find out. When Congress puts a program together, and let's say it's a conservation program like EQIP, they give us a framework of rules, and it's got to work in Oklahoma, and it's got to work in Maine, and it's got to work in Washington State, and it's got to work in Indiana. And the needs are different, and the qualities are different, and the program has to adjust. And then not every Oklahoma farmer wants the same thing out of the program that every other farmer does, too. So it's tough sometimes to manage through all those differences, and those coordinators help us be kind of an eyes and ears of what's happening and where we're not hitting the mark just exactly what we need to look at again. So that crew is doing a great job. We have 8 of them across the country, and they are helping to coordinate this continuity between the three agencies and making sure that we're doing the outreach that we need to have as well.
Finally, for you personally, you obviously one of the earlier folks that got into the USDA structure with Secretary Sonny. You feel like, you know, you're pleased about your participation, your involvement?
I really am, Ron. It's a great crew of folks. I've known some of the folks that are there for a while, Undersecretary McKinney and Undersecretary Ibaugh, both been friends for a dozen years or more.
Of Ag connection, right?
Yes, that's right. State Secretary of Ag connection and several of the other folks, but a great team the Secretary's put together, and the Secretary's a great boss. I mean, I think folks have seen him out and around. He's been to Oklahoma and all over, lots of places, and he cares about people, and he wants government to work, and he recognizes it's not perfect, and it doesn't always work, and we need to fix it when it doesn't. And in a part of USGA that gets to serve farmers, it's great to have that kind of attitude. We've tried to do some extra things, like implement a couple disaster programs, like have a market facilitation program to help bridge these farmers through the trade environment that we find ourselves on, waiting for a better and hoping and planning for a better trading situation here soon. But these pieces have all allowed us to do some very interesting, some impactful things. It's been by the Secretary's direction, and then have a great team that implements this. We don't run out of things to do. I've learned a lot, and I've certainly been blessed to be a part of a great organization and do some things that feels like it matters. So,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ron.
Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Bill Northey. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.